They say that money is a good servant, but a terrible master. And that's especially true when it comes to debt. Hi, I'm Rob West. Surveys show that taking on debt ranks near the top of the list of financial regrets. Debt can make profound changes in your life and have spiritual consequences. Sharon Epps joins us today to talk about that. And it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Well, just in case you didn't know, Sharon Epps is president of Kingdom Advisors, the organization dedicated to training your financial advisors on the biblical principles of managing money. Sharon, always a delight to have you on the program.
Thank you, Rob.
Well, we like to keep things simple whenever possible, as you know, Sharon, and you have a great way of doing that when it comes to using money. In fact, it comes down to just four things, right?
Well, I hope we can remember this. It's live, give, owe, and grow. Yeah. And as you know, I like to talk about live, give, owe, and grow as a pie. The reason for that is a pie is a limited amount. And when you make one slice bigger, the other slice has to get smaller. And that's what happens with our money. And so today we'll be talking about owe. And of course, that means debt.
Yeah, and there's often some confusion about biblical principles when it comes to debt. So let's start with what the Bible tells us, or maybe we should say doesn't tell us.
Well, I think we need to think about this in high-level principles and ask this question. Does the Bible say it's wrong to borrow money?
Right.
And the Bible does not say that borrowing is wrong. Debt isn't sinful or evil, but it is enslaving. Hmm. It redefines a relationship between two people. One is indebted to the other, and it can be cumbersome, and it even begins to dictate decisions of the one that's enslaved.
Well, Sharon, as you well know, principles can help us make wise decisions. So what biblical principles guide us on debt?
Well, I'd like to focus on three today. The first one is that we are clearly called to repay what we borrow. Yeah. Psalm 37:21 teaches the wicked borrow and do not repay, but the righteous give generously. Hmm. Second one is we want to free ourselves from debt as quickly as possible. In fact, Proverbs 22:7 carries this warning: the rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is the slave to the lender.
Yes.
And so we don't want to be enslaved. And then finally, the third one we'll look at today is that we're to serve God and not money. Matthew 6:24 says, "No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money."
Yeah, that's really helpful. And those are, of course, great reasons to get or stay out of debt. But Sharon, is there a better one?
You know, my favorite one is we want to be free to serve God.
Yeah.
And if I'm enslaved to debt, then I don't have the freedom to make decisions like that. And just a real quick story, my friends Matt and Lisa, they got married and there was a ton of college debt involved when they first got married. They were actually so dedicated to serving the Lord that they took second and third jobs to get out of debt,
wow.
And now they are free to serve in their giftedness.
I love that. Well, what would we tell someone then who's struggling with debt to do first?
Well, first of all, we want them to pray.
Yeah.
We know that when we tell God our heart's desire and it's in line with His will, He helps us to do that.
Yes.
And so we want to commit to do what He asks us to do and ask Him to provide. The second thing is we want to save money. Now, wait a minute. Aren't we talking about debt today?
Right.
We are, but we call the emergency fund debt insurance.
Yeah,
if nothing else, save $1,000. The biggest mistake I've seen is people decide to get out of debt, pay aggressively down, and then have to borrow again because they don't have those savings. And then third thing, we want to pay off all of our credit card and consumer debt first.
Wow, that's exactly right. And I'm really excited to announce a brand new tool from our team here at FaithFi. It's our new debt assessment that will actually give you a clear picture of where you are with your debt and the best way to pay it off. You'll find it at faithfi.com/debt. That's faith, FI.com/debt. debt. Now, Sharon, I know you're going to stick around and answer some questions with me, aren't you?
Let's do that.
All right. I'm looking forward to it. Folks, the lines are open. We're ready for you. Give us a call at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. Rob West and Sharon Epps with you today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Stay with us. Much more to come just around the corner.
For American Family Radio, I'm Charles Morris with Haven Ministries, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. We all want it. Peace. Peace between nations. Peace in families. Sometimes we even lack peace in our churches. But is there any hope that all of the conflict and rivalry will ever end? Will peace ever become the norm? Yes, because of what God promises to do. Isaiah chapter 2 begins like this. In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established as the highest of the mountains. It'll be exalted above the hills, and all nations will stream to it. That's our hope. All the international peace conferences and the friendship seminars will never lead to this. Only the Lord can change hearts. He promises that His people will dwell on a new earth, and there will then be everlasting peace. Try out Anchor Devotional today in print. Visit getanchor.com.
Hey, Greg, I need some advice.
Oh, what's up?
I'm really struggling with finding ways to cut back. With costs going up, especially in healthcare, what do you guys do?
We use CHM, Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health cost sharing ministry that's been sharing members' eligible medical bills for over 40 years. Sure helped us stick to our budget. And here's the website, chministries.org. chministries.org.
The world around us is constantly challenging the way we think. That's why we need a constant source of information that's based on the unchanging Word of God. I'm Jeff Shambley, and I invite you to join me for The Stand Radio, a weekly program that highlights the latest trends in culture, faith, and family. You'll hear insightful interviews with a biblical worldview application. The Stand Radio, Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 8 p.m. Central on American Family Radio.
We are grateful for support from LitePoint Portfolios, which seeks out family and faith-friendly investments for 401k and 403b plans, integrating faith values and fiduciary duty. LitePoint Portfolios offers retirement plans for a variety of organizations, such as businesses, nonprofits, and churches. And we're grateful for their sponsorship of the Faith and Finance program. More information is available at LitePointPortfolios.com.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian Credit Counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian Credit Counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. With me today, Sharon Epps, President of Kingdom Advisors. Sharon's going to be sitting in and answering questions with me throughout the hour. So what is your question today? We'd love to tackle it. Any financial topic is in play, but certainly if you want to continue the conversation today on debt, how to approach it biblically, how to think about the implications of debt, and of course, how to pay it off. What is the best approach for you to get out of debt, whatever type of debt you have? We'd love to hear from you. The number to call is 800-525-7000. We've got some lines open today. The number again, 800-525-7000. You know, Sharon, when we think about paying off debt, we know the financial implications, but often we miss the spiritual implications of debt, which is it really does put a burden on us. Perhaps it'll causes us to miss following the leading and the prompting of the Holy Spirit because we just don't feel like we can do certain things when we're encumbered.
Well, you know, the Bible talks about debt as slavery. And in fact, years ago, people there were actually debtors' prisons where people went. But I think it's a apt visual both for the emotional and the spiritual implications, because we might not have to go to debtors' prison anymore, but we're imprisoned in our own circumstances because the debtor is required to pay the lender. And so the lender comes first. And so we would love to be free to have God be first and not need to succumb to what the lender's wishes are.
Yeah, and that's why getting out of debt appropriately, we don't want you to use up all of your margin and have no cushion. So we need to be thoughtful about it. But getting out of debt is going to free you from all of that burden that Sharon just described, which is why we're so excited about this brand new tool we're rolling out today that you can take advantage of at faithfi.com/debt. That's faithfi.com/debt. There's no cost for it, but here's what it's going to allow you to do. You'll be able to input all of your debts, whether it's credit card debt, a mortgage, maybe a student loan, personal debt, whatever it is, and then it will give you a schedule, a payback schedule, where you can look at the snowball method versus the avalanche method. One is smallest to largest balance first. The other is smallest to largest interest rate first. You can compare those. You can even see the impact of adding more than the minimum payment and how that will cut not only the interest you pay, but the payback period. It's all there. We think it's the very best tool out there.
Well, absolutely. And you mentioned the spiritual implications of debt. There's also emotional implications. And so the reason that we created the debt snowball and the debt avalanche is your personality and your emotions impact the way you would want to repay debt.
That's good.
There's a classic conversation that goes on of, should I pay lowest first or should I pay highest interest rate first? And the economists all say highest interest rate. But here's what I found is that sometimes we need a victory or a win.
Yeah.
And so the debt snowball gives you that early win where I pay the lowest balance and I can celebrate something and I've made an achievement to go forward.
Celebration is key. You know, the plan that you're going to complete is the right plan for you.
That's
right.
It.
If you
Absolutely.
Don't get to the end of it and pay it off, doesn't matter which plan you selected. And that's why often the debt snowball is the one. Well, you can see the impact of that when you use our tool. Again, check it out today, faithfi.com/debt. All right, Sharon and I are ready to dive in. It looks like we have one line open, 800-525-7000. Shara, a first-time caller in South Carolina. You'll be first up on the program. Go right ahead.
Hi, good morning, and thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is, I have student loans, which is probably about $160,000, maybe more, and I cannot really afford the monthly payments, and I've really been avoiding trying to take charge of paying it off because we have other debts that we have. But would it be advisable to just use money from my 401k to get it paid off, money from a Roth account to try to pay it off, or what would be the best way to just try to tackle this without being hurt monthly with another bill?
Yeah, no, I understand the question, and it's a good one, and I'm glad you're thinking about it this way. Let me just ask as a follow-up, are these federal student loans, Shara? Okay. So will you be on an income-based repayment as these payments start to resume that fits into your budget?
It don't really fit into my budget.
Okay. Well, but with the income-based repayment, you should be able to demonstrate what you have available in your monthly plan and get them to drop that payment to something that could fit. I know we want to pay it off as quick as we can, but we also don't want you to get behind and in arrears on this thing. So you may want to look into that. That's one of the features of the federal student loan program, is that you can dial the payment down if you don't have the funds available. Now, it may require that you make some changes in your lifestyle, but you should be able to come up with a payment that works. Sharon, as she thinks about the priority order of this and even which assets to tap potentially for repayment, how would you guide her?
Well, I would encourage you, Shara, to wait until the very end to go to a 401k, because that implies penalties and tax consequences that might actually put you backwards. So I would encourage you to approach your lender as well on this income repayment plan and make sure that you're on the best plan to fit what you need. And then take a look at, are there any other expenses you could cut back? Is there any other source of savings or potentially an additional source of income that might help you? I would encourage you to think of the 401k as a last resort.
Yeah, I would totally agree. And I think our debt assessment tool could help you at faithfi.com/debt, where you could plug it in, plug in the interest rate, put in that payment that they're asking you to pay on the income-based repayment. And then you can look at the impact of adding additional money as it's available. Maybe you come into a bonus at some point. Maybe you get a gift. Maybe, as Sharon said, you just find places to cut back. I realize that's harder now than ever with inflation, but if you find places to free up some margin that you can apply to that debt reduction, obviously that will reduce the payback period and the total amount of interest that you'll have to pay. I know it's a big number and it feels like you'll never be able to pay it off. You will. You just need to stay at it. So thanks for your call today. We'll certainly ask our faith and finance community to be praying for you, Sharon, as you navigate this and call back anytime. 800-525-7000 to Oregon. Hi, Lynn. Go ahead.
Good morning. I recently opened a credit card. It was one of those cards that had money back if you spent so much within a certain amount of time. I have met that requirement, but I understand that canceling cards can impact your credit and maybe other things. Is there kind of an idea of when I should wait to cancel that card? I don't need it or intend to keep using it.
I think, Lynn, that it's great that you're using it with discretion and you got the benefit from it and now you want to make sure your credit stays clean. I would encourage you to go ahead and close it if you don't need it. Really, it may impact your credit only temporarily, just a bit, but it shouldn't set it backwards at all. I think the main thing is you only should do this probably once a year, maybe twice at the most, because if you set a pattern of it, it really can impact your score. But for now, I think closing this one wouldn't make a big difference.
Yeah, that's one less card that could be compromised, one less account you have to keep up with. And unless you're out applying for a new loan, you need a new car and you need a car loan, or you're about to qualify for a mortgage, that temporary hit that Sharon talked about is really insignificant. It doesn't really matter until you need your score to be at a certain level to qualify for a certain tier of credit. Thanks for your call today, Lynn. We appreciate it. Sharon Epps along with me today. We're taking your calls and questions. 800-525-7000. Any financial topic is in play and you can call right now. Again, 800-525-7000. We'll be right back.
AFR programming is now available on Alexa.
You're joking, right?
Nope, not joking.
Seriously?
Yep, this is not a drill.
Wait a minute, no way.
There's a way, the Alexa way. So if you just happen to miss your favorite shows, no worries. You can now listen to each podcast with Alexa. It's simple and it's free. Just visit afr.net/apps and click Alexa. We're not joking.
We're grateful for support from Guidestone, whose diversified suite of investment solutions align with Christian values to create positive change in the world. More information is available at GuidestoneFunds.com. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of Guidestone Funds before investing. They're distributed by Foresight Funds Distributors, LLC, which is not an advisory affiliate, a registered investment advisor, nor do they provide investment advice.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jessica Peck, host of the Dr. Nurse Mama radio show, beginning daily October 16th on AFR. I'll serve as your expert guide to engage, equip, encourage, and empower you to navigate life's toughest issues with your family. The show begins October 16th, and I can hardly wait to prescribe hope for healthy families. I'll see you there.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
Rob West of Faith and Finance.
If you've listened any length of time, you're aware that we often underscore the importance of preparing for the future. Well, as you look into the future, I suggest you consider the AFA Foundation in your estate planning. Call 800-326-4543, extension 345. That's 800-326-4543, extension 345.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
As we think about our relationship to money, we realize that our role is that of steward or manager of God's resources. The goal, faithfulness. We want to be obedient to God's word in every area of our lives, and that certainly includes our money. And that also includes this area specifically of debt. We're talking today about your financial questions, but our opening topic related to really how should we think about debt in light of Scripture? What is the role of debt in our lives? When should we use it? When shouldn't we? What principles can we employ? And how do we pay it off? We rolled out today a brand new debt assessment tool that we'd love for you to check out. It may be a great tool for you to think about how you can pay off debt as quickly as possible, employing what we call the debt snowball. Check it out at faithfi.com/debt. There's no cost to use it, and we think you'll really enjoy it. Sharon and I are taking your calls today. Sharon Epps here, president of Kingdom Advisors. We have one line open at 800-525-7000. Let's head to Michigan. Tommy, you'll be next up on the program. Go ahead. Hi, Tommy. Are you with us?
Taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I have a 401k with my employees, and I'm thinking about setting up a Roth IRA.
Yes, sir.
And I called my 401k holder, and I talked to them, and they said I can do it through my employer or I can do it by myself. I don't have to go through my employer. And I'm thinking I don't want to put all my eggs in one basket with my company.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out which is the best way to go. Should I do it by myself or through the company?
Yes, sir. Let me ask you this. Do you know if you get any matching with your 401k contributions at work?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And do you know what that is? Do they match dollar for dollar up to a certain percentage, perhaps?
I think it's like 10% of it, something like that. Whatever.
Okay. I would check into that, because here's the reality is that's free money, Tommy. Essentially, a lot of companies, for instance, will do a dollar-for-dollar match up to 3% of your income. Well, when you put that money in, 3% of your income, it immediately gets doubled. That's 100% return on your money. You're not going to get that anywhere else. So let's make sure we take full advantage of that matching first, and that has to come through your salary deferral, meaning it's going to come right out of your paycheck before you pay taxes on it, right into your 401k. And then at that point, you'll need to select the investments that fit for your age, goals, and objectives. If you want a simple approach, you could use what are called target-based mutual funds, target date, or lifestyle funds that basically automatically build the allocation based on your proximity to retirement. Beyond the matching, though, I like the Roth IRA. I know Sharon does too. It's a great opportunity. If you're over 50, you could put in up to $7,000 this year. If you're married, your spouse, whether she's working or not, could do the same. And you would pick the investments. You'd have complete discretion over the investments. And I'd probably open that at maybe a Fidelity or a Schwab, one of the discount brokerages. And then you could pick one of the mutual funds that fits your goals. And if you would like a faith-based investing fund, and if that's a conviction of yours, on our website, faithfi.com, just click on the show. You can see the list of some of those. But I like the plan of the 401k first, up to the matching, and then the Roth. How does that sound?
Yes, I got the match. I went to the match of the 401k, and so now that's what I'm looking to, a Roth IRA.
Yeah, very good.
What's the best for me.
And I think the Roth would be great. And then the nice thing about that is you'd have both, and this will get a little technical, but just follow me here, you'll have both the tax-deferred and the tax-free buckets growing at the same time. So a 401k traditional is a tax-deferred environment where you get the deduction as it's going in, so you don't pay taxes on it up front, but it grows tax-deferred, and then you pay tax when you pull it out in retirement. The Roth allows you to put the money in, and you put in after-tax dollars, but it grows tax-free, and you'll never pay any tax on all those gains when you pull those out down the road. And that way you can pick and choose in retirement which is the best one to pull from to minimize taxes based on what's going on with the tax code and your income in that season of life. So I like both options of those for you. Thanks for your call today, Tommy. We appreciate it. Let's go to North Carolina. Hi, Yami. Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Hi, yes. My question is, me and my husband, we would like to buy a house soon. And our only debt is our credit card. It's about $12,000 that we owe in debt. But we are making large payments because we did speak to our lender, and they advised us that our debt-to-ratio needs to be better. So we are making like $1,000 payments or more a month. My question is it a good move to try to buy a house now since the market is so high, or what do you guys advise?
Oh, yeah, I mean, I'm so excited that you're seeking to buy a home, but also be responsible in paying off your debt. I think there's a couple of principles here that are important. And one of my favorites is from the book of Proverbs that says, steady plodding brings prosperity and hasty speculation brings poverty. And I think in this instance, it's a good time for some steady plodding. And even though it would be so exciting to move into a home now, I would encourage you to continue to pay off that debt. That's going to do a couple of things. One, it's going to free you up so that you have more flexibility when you get into a home. Secondly, it should qualify you for a lower percentage rate on your loan as your credit score improves. So I think this is a good time for waiting. On top of that, the housing market is at historical highs. And so it could be by your patience in paying off this debt that you might actually find that there's more attractive opportunities open to you in the home market as well.
Yeah, that's exactly right. How does that sound, Yami?
Yes, that sounds great. Thank you so much for the advice, and God
You're
bless
welcome.
You guys.
Yeah, let me direct you to this new debt assessment we just put together. I'd love for you to get in there at faithfi.com/debt. What you can do, Yami, is put that credit card debt in there, and then you can look at the impact of that extra $1,000 a month that you're putting on it, and you'll see exactly how quick you'll pay it off. You can even change that number with a little slider to say, what if we put $1,200? Well, what if some months we can only put $800? And you'll see the impact of those extra payments beyond your minimum so that you can start planning, as Sharon said, toward the day where you have that down payment, you're out of credit card debt, you're ready to buy that home, hopefully at much lower interest rates. So check that out at faithfi.com/debt. Thanks for your call today. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Rob West and Sharon Epps with you today. We've got lines open, 800-525-7000. We'll be right back.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
To sharpen the biblical worldview of Christians and to share the good news of Jesus Christ. That is the mission of the Christian Worldview Radio program. I'm host David Wheaton, inviting you to join us this Saturday morning at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, as we discuss all matters of life and faith from a decidedly biblical perspective. The Christian Worldview, Saturday mornings at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, right here on American Family Radio.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. If you have money in a retirement account or just a general investing account, you know the stock market can sometimes seem like a roller coaster. But it is possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind in investing, no matter what's happening in the market. You can see a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. Since 1990, Sound Mind Investing has sought to offer financial wisdom for living well. Soundmindinvesting.org.
Are you searching for a way to become a better, faithful steward of the resources that God has given you? Well, download the FaithFi app and join the 37,000 others who are already using our app. The FaithFi app will provide you with wisdom, community, and simply help you stay on track with your finances. We have three money management options to choose from, so find an option that fits your unique needs. It's available on desktop or mobile. Simply go to faithfi.com and click app to get started.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jessica Peck, host of the Dr. Nurse Mama Show, the home of happy parents and healthy teens on AFR.net. I serve as your expert guide to engage, equip, encourage, and empower you to navigate life's toughest issues with your teens. We explore health impacts and home strategies to create a safe space in an unsafe world. The Dr. Nurse Mama Show on AFR.net.
My name is Kent, and I'm a member of Christian Healthcare Ministries. I have a friend who actually has great insurance, and she recently had a life-threatening experience, and she was laying in the hospital bed afraid, not afraid for her life, but afraid of what her insurance would or would not cover. And as a CHM member, I can honestly say I just never have that fear. I can't tell you the peace of mind that provides.
Learn more about Christian Healthcare Ministries' biblical cost sharing at chministries.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Well, welcome back to Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. I'm Sharon Epps, sitting in the studio today with Rob West, and we're enjoying taking your calls. Let's go straight to Tim in Virginia. Welcome, Tim. How can we help you today?
Yeah, hey. My name is Tim Lewis. I am a black businessman in the state of Virginia. I'm trying to get a small business loan to buy equipment for my company to expand, but I was seem to run into a lot of hurdles. I've also watched immigrants come in with green cards that they were able to secure a loan at a short period of time. I'm a longtime listener, and I really enjoy your program, and I'll be quiet.
Thank you for calling, Tim, and we're grateful for you listening. As you know, and we believe God owns it all, we're his stewards, and it sounds like you're trying to steward your business well. Help me with just a little bit of information. How long have you been in business? What type of business do you run?
I'm a demolition. I used to do a lot of commercial demolition for like colleges, taking out boilers, chillers, a lot of mechanical demo, but I've done mostly recycling now because my business is slow and it's hard to find to get the right equipment and getting good help, you know. And I've been in business for 12 years. I have a credit rating score. I checked last check at 685. I tried to secure a small business loan and seemed to run into a lot of hurdles. I think I don't like to use the race card. I try to use my own merits, you know, own strength to, you know, by the grace of God, to just make an honest living, you know. I've raised a family. I've raised daughters that weren't even mine. I adopted them and took care of them and try to live a decent life. I have no criminal record. I'm pretty honest. I attend service every Sunday as much as I can, follower of Christ.
Well, I love the way that you've invested in the kingdom in so many ways. I would encourage you to do a couple of things. You're right at the minimum credit score for a small business loan. Have you actually sat down with a counselor or been on the phone with a counselor at the Small Business Administration about your situation? I would love to understand a little bit more about the reasons for their decline, because sometimes as we dig into those, there's other pieces to the story that you may not know on the surface that need to be addressed.
Yes. I haven't talked to any counselors at all. You're actually the first call I've made, and I've been trying to do it all pretty much just from word of mouth advice, which is probably not the best way. I always believed in hard work and, you know, would usually pay off, but in this, with these Democrats, with the government, that's really making it hard for the person that really wants to work for make an honest living. And it's very difficult. It seems like people that are doing something for nothing, getting stuff for nothing, and, you know, and that put in zero effort are getting pretty much anything they ask for. And it just amazes me, you know, that they don't reward hard work anymore.
Well, I think it's easy to look at other situations and be frustrated by that. I would encourage you as much as possible to ask the Lord for counsel, as well as potentially if there's others in your church that are in the financial industry that might be able to sit down and help you. For a small business loan, it's not only your credit score and the number of years you have in business. They look at the business industry, the size, the repayment ability from your cash flow. I know sometimes the Lord actually protects us when we're not able to get debt, because it might put us in a position where we're not able to repay. And so I would encourage you to continue to seek counsel, but perhaps redirect it towards some folks that are actually in the industry that might be able to help.
We appreciate your call, Tim. I hope that gives you some things to think about as you consider what it looks like to move forward and continue to operate this business as a Christian business owner. We love what you're doing for the kingdom, and call back anytime. Also, thanks for your kind remarks about the program. Let's head to Texas. Hi, Denise. Go right ahead.
Hi, good morning. I have a question about a home that I inherited in 2017. My sister and I inherited it together, and she gifted me her half. And it's on the market right now, and it's worth considerably more than when I inherited it. And it has been a VRBO house for the last 8 years. And I was told by a CPA that the only way I could avoid a huge capital gains tax was to reinvest it in a VRBO home, which I don't want to do because my husband and I are approaching 70, and it's our retirement. So I just want to do this well. I don't really know. I heard on your program last week, the same situation, real similar, and that if you make less than $89,000, that it helps you with the capital gains tax, and my husband and I make far less than that. So just wanting to do this well and need some counsel about that.
Yeah, very good. So what would be your ideal scenario? You would liquidate this property, and then what would you do with the funds at that point?
I would like to just invest it. And we have a little bit of money that's invested where we can get to it after a year, that sort of thing.
Okay. Yeah, very good. Well, you know, I think you're right. I mean, you need to really take a step back and say, what is the best thing for us in light of our overall financial plan? And if you're not wanting to be a landlord, then I wouldn't go in that direction. I certainly wouldn't let the possibility of taxes drive that decision. It's always good to check with your CPA to get professional counsel based on your specific situation. But just generally speaking, you may not even have any capital gains. You are correct in that the 2023 long-term capital gains rates are, for someone married filing jointly, if you have less adjusted gross income than $89,251, you don't have any capital gains. It's a zero tax rate. Now, that $89,000 is not the amount of profit on the sale of the home. That's your income. So if you don't have taxable income above $89,000, then you wouldn't even have any capital gains. Does that make sense?
It does. Hoping you were going to say that, but I've just been really nervous about it.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, this is our retirement and we need to do it well.
Sure. Well, I think you're really in a great spot to get some professional counsel. Do you have an advisor that you work with?
I do, and he sent me to a CPA. He said, you really need to have a CPA. So I counseled with someone about it, and that was what I was told, which she told me I would probably have to pay about $150,000 in tax, capital gains tax.
Okay, and so what is the profit going to be on this property?
It was worth about $180,000 when I inherited it, and it's on the market right now for $495,000.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm not sure where he's coming up with that number. But again, you do need professional counsel here. There's obviously far more factors that could go into this than just the few moments we have together here on the air. So I would always take the counsel of a CPA, but perhaps you need to get a second opinion just to see exactly why it is he's saying that you would owe so much in taxes here. But if I think the bottom line is, I wouldn't let the taxes drive this decision. I would go in and talk about your overall financial plan with your advisor in terms of what you're trying to accomplish, and then, you know, look at the tax implications as one piece of this decision-making process, but not the only one. Because if you all don't want to be a landlord, the last thing you'd want to do would be to roll this into another property and get stuck with a VRBO that you're having to manage, when that's really not what you want to do. You're looking for a more passive investment strategy. So I'd kind of lean back into this conversation with a tax professional around the capital gains and get them to explain to you why there would be so much owed, given the fact that this is a long-term capital gain and the rates are what I mentioned. We appreciate your call today. Back with much more just around the corner. Stick around.
Washington Watch advances a culture where human life is valued and religious liberty thrives.
Hello, this is Tony Perkins, host of Washington Watch, right here on the American Family Radio Network, inviting you to join us each weekend for the weekend edition of Washington Watch for the latest from our nation's capital on what is happening as it pertains to faith, family, and freedom. You'll hear from policymakers, congressional leaders, and others each day, 4 p.m. Central Time. Be there.
Here's Pastor Jeff Shreve with From His Heart Ministries.
We need to just say, Lord, I don't understand why these dark lines have come into my life, but I trust you because I know beyond any shadow of a doubt that you are good. See, I can come to a God like that, who loves me, who's gentle, who's humble in heart.
Learn the depth of God's goodness. Join Pastor Jeff Shreve on From His Heart each weeknight at 6 Central. Here on American Family Radio.
What's most important to you when it comes to choosing your financial advisor? Someone who's aligned with your biblical values? How about someone who will take the time to explain your options? Certified Kingdom Advisors are professionals who meet high standards in competence and integrity, and have been trained to offer biblical financial advice. To find a Certified Kingdom Advisor in your area, visit faithfi.com and click Find a CKA.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at EventideInvestments.com. That's EventideInvestments.com.
We're having a great time today exploring debt and other issues on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. I'm Sharon Epps in the studio with Rob West. Jana from Texas, welcome today. How can we help you?
Thank you for taking my call. We have rental properties, and we have a tenant that's reached out to us and is wanting to rent to own our home. And I was just wondering if, where do I begin?
All right. Well, let's start with your purposes and goals. Are you desiring of selling this rental property, or how does that fit with your long-term plan?
Yes, this is one that we would like to sell.
Okay. Well, it sounds like a great opportunity. I think where I would start is talking to an attorney to make sure that you get an agreement drawn up properly. You have to make decisions about how much of the rent you might credit towards the purchase price of the property, and the come to agreement on a sales price as well. And all of those things need to be documented in a way that you've got an ironclad agreement up front on how it's going to work. Do you know a Christian real estate attorney you might talk to?
I do not.
Okay. Another opportunity you might want to consider as part of this is, are you interested in financing it long term, or would you want just to do it for the rental period and then have them apply for a loan when they take over the ownership?
I think, yeah, probably the second option would be better. I don't know that we want to do like a 20-year kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah, in that case, I would also be sure that they could qualify from a credit standpoint before you enter into this agreement so that you're not surprised on the back end where they couldn't go and get their loan. So those are just several things you'd want to consider. But I think a real estate attorney would be really helpful to help you navigate, make sure that you get the agreement drawn up the way it needs to be.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I mean, I think the key here is just recognize, I mean, one of the benefits is you know this tenant if they've been in there a while. And so, you know, you've in a sense vetted them. But if they decide not to buy the home down the road, they could leave you to find, you know, another tenant or have to start this selling process all over again. It does take time. And so you may be in a situation where you'd rather just sell it outright and be able to move on. I also realize you may want to try to bless this tenant and work with them if they really want the home. So I think you've just got to balance this idea of how quickly do we want to get out from under this versus being able to work with this current tenant that we know, perhaps have a relationship with, and be willing to sell this to them over time. And also just define on the front end, what are the off ramps if in fact they change their mind? But I think Sharon's exactly right. A real estate attorney is a great place to start because you want to make sure you have this really buttoned up in terms of the legal side and make sure there's good, clear communication about what the expectations are. Does that all make sense?
Yes. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, Jana. God bless you. Thanks for calling today. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Sharon, we mentioned that we have a new debt assessment tool that we rolled out today at faithfi.com/debt. Talk to us about how that can be helpful for folks who really want to get out of debt and just wondering the best way to do it.
One of the best parts of the exercise is it helps you gather all your debts and know exactly where you are. And we talk a lot about the fact that knowledge helps us make good decisions going forward. And unless I know what my balances are, I don't know how to get started. And I think the thing that's great about this, we mentioned in the earlier segment, it gives you a choice about the way that you pay your debt. You can pay it smallest balance first or highest interest rates first. Whichever appeals the most to you in the way you like to handle your money. And I think the thing that excites me is it literally allows you to track it every month and you can watch your debt balances going down and celebrate along the way.
Yeah, I think that's so key. And just have the ability to kind of understand the impact of putting margin against that debt, which is really the key. We've got to get above that monthly payment so we can get more and more going to debt repayment toward the principal. The challenge is, you know, Sharon, this is out in the news today. Jim Henry, who's on our team, has just shared with us that a new report by Lending Club shows that 60% of adults now say they're living paycheck to paycheck. And that's due in part to, of course, high inflation and interest rates on credit card and other debt. And so that's just putting the squeeze on now a majority of Americans who just don't have any margin, which means we've got to go back to that budget and do some hard work, right?
And without margin, you won't get out of debt. You just absolutely won't. And so as you're thinking about the money that you could put towards repaying debt, be sure that you put money aside for liquid savings for that emergency fund so that you can borrow from yourself when something happens versus having to go back to those credit cards or other sources of lending.
Yeah. Now, what about the person who said, listen, I've never budgeted. I've never had a plan. We just try to do the best we can and control our spending. But now with expenses up, we just can't seem to get ahead. There's always more month than money. Where do I start? How do you counsel somebody who's just really never gone down this road?
Well, that FaithFi app at FaithFi.com, I would recommend that from the beginning. Not only do we have a debt assessment, but the app itself helps you organize your money. And I tell you what, if you don't like spreadsheets, this is actually the answer for you because the app allows you to put your money in virtual envelopes, just like old-timey paper envelopes, except they're on your computer. And you can divide your money up in such a way that you know what's going where. And we always love to say, the thing that we leave to last always gets the pressure. And so part of our challenge is making sure that we get the order in such a way that we're able to meet everything we need to and have the liquidity that we need to keep out of debt.
Yeah, and that's really essential. Now, one of the things we haven't talked about today is debt management, or what's also known as credit counseling. What you will find is that at some point, and usually that threshold we find is around $4,000 in credit card debt. If you have more than that, probably best to go ahead and use a debt management company. We recommend our friends at ChristianCreditCounselors.org. They've worked with hundreds and hundreds of our listeners. But here's what's going to happen. They'll actually help you get those interest rates reduced. So when you snowball the debt, essentially by putting extra on those balances beyond the minimum payments, which you can do through credit counseling, you've now got more going to principal because you've got a lower interest rate. They're all pre-negotiated. It's just a matter of accessing those lower pre-negotiated rates through a credit counseling program. Christian Credit Counselors will actually work with you on that spending plan to make sure that it does all fit within your budget, give you some tips and ideas on how to get that in line, and then they'll get you set up so you send one monthly payment and you'll get out of debt on average 80% faster. So you'll actually find how you can contact them when you complete our debt assessment. So as Sharon mentioned, it's there, it's available, it's free, and it's brand new at faithfi.com. That's faithfi.com/debt. Now, Sharon, when we talk about the spiritual implications of all of this, we also have to talk about the relational implications. We know that debt changes the relationship. You talked earlier about the master-slave relationship when we're in debt that the Bible talks about. And that's why it's so important that we're really careful about using debt when family members and friends are involved. Certainly why the Bible discourages co-signing as well.
Absolutely. Because what we find is debt adds another level of expectation to a relationship. And so let's say that I allowed my child to borrow from me. I watched them go and buy a new stereo system while they still owe me money. Well, normally, if I weren't their lender, I would celebrate that they got something new and it would be fun. But in the back of my head, I'm thinking, well, wait, why didn't they pay me back what they owe me first? And it creates expectations, sometimes spoken, sometimes not, that just add extra pressure to relationships that you don't want to have.
That's exactly right. All right, quickly to Florida. Judy, you'll be our final caller. Go ahead. Hi, Judy. Are you with us?
Yes.
Great. Go right ahead.
I have a couple of bank accounts with the amount of about $150,000. And I have it scattered into like a CD of $20,000 and then four other accounts of about $150,000. I was wondering which is the best way for me to generate some interest on those money, if I put it all into one account and see if I can generate some interest on that.
Yeah. Judy, let me ask you, are you drawing an income out of this account or any of these accounts, or are you living on other sources of income?
I'm living on other sources of income.
Okay, so you don't need to pull any money out of these accounts on a monthly basis?
No.
Okay.
Well, Judy, I think it's great that you have this money. I would encourage you to look at when you need access to the money as you think about where to get the interest. Online accounts often offer more interest than the banks, and that's a good place to look. You don't want to tie everything up in CDs that mature at the same time. So you may want to speak with your banker about, we call it laddering the CDs, but what it really just means is having different maturities so that you can have access to the funds in case you need them.
I think that's a great plan. So I'd reach out to your bank where you currently have this. If you want to look for a higher interest rate, bankrate.com would be a great place. If you're comfortable on the internet, maybe you can have a friend or family member help you with that. If you're not, bankrate.com. But I think Sharon's right. Whatever bank it is, work with that banker to ask about maximizing the interest rate, but to give you what we call liquidity. That means the access to the funds at the point which you need it. And often laddering a CD, stacking them on top of each other can be a great way to do that. God bless you, Judy. Thanks for calling today and for being a part of the program. We appreciate it. Well, Sharon, it's been a lot of fun to be along with you today. Always love having you in the studio. Thanks for stopping by.
Glad to be here.
Well, folks, that's going to do it for us. Hey, check out this new debt assessment we just rolled out today. It's free, and I think you'll really like it. It'll help you get out of debt quicker, and you'll find it at faithfi.com/debt. Also, if you'd like to support the work here of Faith and Finance on American Family Radio, you can do that at faithfi.com. Just click Give. On behalf of Sharon Epps, I'm Rob West. For Robert Youngblood, Devin Patrick, and Jim Henry, thanks for being along with us today. May the Lord bless you, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.